we say never again. We're resolved to ensure that terrorists never can perpetrate such an act in this city again, which is why in the months and years after 9/11, this city took it upon ourselves to protect ourselves and built up an extraordinary counterterrorism capacity. But what was really necessary was the partnership the governor talks about, and that also developed, especially in recent years, with our federal and state partners, and that has made a profound difference. So, Mr. Secretary, thank you. Your partnership and the partnership of all federal agencies is one of the reasons we are safe. Governor, thank you. Your leadership and your agencies working seamlessly with the NYPD. And I want to affirm at this hour, the most important thing I can say to all New Yorkers, there are no specific and credible threats directed against New York City at this time. And the NYPD is watching, not daily, not hourly, minute by minute, with extraordinary intelligence gathering and counterterrorism capacity, which we have built up in recent years, because even though it's 20 years later, we see threats all over this world directed at us. And we see challenges that are homegrown as well. So we are watching, the NYPD is watching constantly. And I would say to anyone who's concerned about striking the right balance, we all want to strike that balance in our society to make sure our rights, our liberties are protected at all times. But we also have a mission to protect the lives of every single New Yorker, and the threats are real. They are real and they are consistent, which is why we have to be vigilant. So I'll turn to Commissioner Shea in a moment, but just I want everyone to understand. You will see, the governor is exactly right, you're going to see a lot of presence, but not just at Ground Zero. I want to emphasize this to everyone who is listening. You're going to see presence all over the city. We do not regard Ground Zero as the only potential target tomorrow. We are going to protect the entire city. Again, no specific incredible threats directed against New York City at this time. Massive resources will be deployed to protect all New Yorkers and our visitors. And we are watching constantly. We've learned some powerful and painful lessons. But one thing I want to say as I introduce Commissioner Shea is the NYPD has shown us time and time again its amazing ability to protect New Yorkers, to sense where the danger is, to get there first, to stop the threats before they happen. And I want to thank all the men and women of the NYPD for what they have done for all of us. This is a day to remember their immense contributions. With that, Commissioner Shea.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And you took my opening line a couple times, and that is correct. There are no specific incredible threats to New York City. But we also understand the time that we're living in, and I join the mayor in thanking the governor and thanking the secretary for coming here and lending support, and to stand united, that we will do everything possible to protect New Yorkers. And that's really the most important message of the day. Men and women of the police department will be out there not just this weekend, but every day. And that goes from the analysts, such as the brilliant analyst that just gave us a presentation upstairs, but to the civilian members of this department, to the police officer on the beat, whether it's at Ground Zero or Brownsville, Brooklyn, and certainly our counterterrorism assets. So we will be out there not just this today, not just this weekend, but every day to make sure that New Yorkers are safe. The message is, it's a beautiful weekend. Come out, enjoy. And I'll leave you with this. We have a saying in the police department to never forget. It's hard to believe that it's been almost 20 years from that day. I can tell you that it would be impossible to forget. We're reminded of every time we walk out the front door of this building, when we see a plaque on the wall. We're reminded of it every single day when we think of our 23 heroes that passed away that day and the hundreds that have passed away since. If anything, that strengthens our resolve. So please keep them and their families in your thoughts and prayers. God bless America.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to take a few questions. Bill Neidhart's going to call on folks.
Nicole,
we got to be able to see you, Nicole.
Well, there's certainly a lot of events going on, Nicole. As you know, we have the Mets are going to beat the Yankees tonight at Citi Field, first and foremost. We have a little tennis tournament going on at the U.S. Open. We have the sacred ceremonies that are going to take place, not just at Ground Zero, but all over. We have a a very resilient and strong counterterrorism overlay that is, I'm not going to get into the numbers, but I think we all know, it is thousands of uniformed and civilian members overlaid with bomb detection, overlaid with long guns, as the governor said, and that should reassure people, not alarm people. We're going to have bomb detection in our vaporwave dogs and many, many other things. The message is clear. New York is safe. Come out and enjoy the sights. But as always, this is a shared responsibility, and we've said that 100 times, whether it's about counterterrorism or whether it's about just general quality of life or crime. So if you see something, this is a team effort, and it's been touched on many times today. This isn't about the NYPD. It's the New York City Police Department. It's the New York State Police. It's our federal partners, it's our local partners, but most importantly, it's about you, anyone watching this. And we need anyone that has any information or sees something out of the ordinary, you're right, it probably is nothing. Call us and let the experts verify and vet that. I'm sorry?
Can you guarantee?
I absolutely guarantee the safety of the city tomorrow. Come out and enjoy New York. It's the greatest city in the world. I'm not going to get into specifics, but we cannot do this alone. So whether it's support and grants from the federal government, whether it's communications and the information that flows, and it's not just about the federal government. If you think of all the incredible task forces and men and women that we have, uniform and civilian, our Joint Terrorism Task Force, which is comprised of multiple local, state, and federal partners. It's that collaboration that goes on behind the scenes. You know, we don't gear up for September 11th, the week of September 1st and on. This goes on literally every day, not just in this city, but in cities across America and across the globe.
And are there any places to avoid?
Are there any places to avoid? Well, it's New York City, so there's going to be the normal traffic, et cetera. We'll be posting any advisories on NYPD News.
So allow me to echo what the commissioner articulated very, very clearly. There is no specific credible threat to the homeland arising from any terrorist organization or terrorist individual. And we work together to ensure that we are watching the flow of information very carefully, not just domestically, but around the world. And in response to the question with respect to equipment, let me say, because the commissioner spoke about the partnership, so aptly. We have an Urban Area Security Initiative grant program that is administered by FEMA that distributes money so to equip and empower local police departments to ensure the safety and security of the people of their respective states. New York is a significant beneficiary of that UASI, as it's known, grant program, and we're proud of the partnership that we enjoy.
Has the nature of the threat increased as a result of events overseas?
So, in actuality, the threat landscape has evolved over the last 20 years. In the immediate aftermath of 9/11, our focus was on the foreign terrorist fighter, the individual who sought to penetrate our defenses and enter the United States and do us harm. Over the ensuing decade or so, the threat evolved and it became the homegrown violent extremist, the individual already resident in the United States who was radicalized by an ideology of a foreign terrorist organization. Over the last few years, that threat again has evolved, and we are focused on the domestic violent extremist, the individual who is radicalized by an ideology of hate or false narrative spread on social media or other online platforms, and is drawn to violence because of that. As the threat evolves, that doesn't mean that the prior iteration of that threat has disappeared, but rather we see a rise in prominence of a new threat. And we keep our eye and our focus, our energies, and the extraordinary talent of the people in uniform who dedicate their lives to the safety and security of American residents It is because of them that we watch all of the threats.
All right. Good. Good. Okay. Thank you, everybody.